Dodge 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The U.S. planning more action after a series of Middle East strikes in response to the killing of three U.S. troops. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
What you saw Friday night was just the first round, and it's not going to be the last one by any stretch.
The Senate could announce a bipartisan border deal as soon as today that ties border provisions to more funding for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. But House Republicans are pushing their own bill that would give standalone aid to Israel. On ABC's This Week, President Biden's National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan appearing to suggest that the president may veto it.
The president is going to support a comprehensive package. He doesn't think doing these things piecemeal makes sense.
California bracing for potentially life-threatening storms with a powerful atmospheric river storm system expected to bring damaging flooding, wind, snow, and waves. Santa Barbara could get hit hard. Intense forest fires burning around a densely populated area of central Chile. At least 51 deaths, say officials there. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Artificial intelligence could be used to meddle in this year's elections. As Eric Tegedoff reports, it could cause voters to mistrust all information, even the truth.
Before the New Hampshire primary, a robocall imitating President Joe Biden called voters and told them not to vote. It's seen as a potential preview of what voters could be in for as the 2024 general election approaches. Rachel Ori is the senior associate director of the Bipartisan Policy Center's Elections Project. She says AI could have other consequences.
Our bigger concern is what's known as a liar's dividend, that the presence of false information makes voters trust any information less.
Ori says the past few years have seen a near constant assault on accurate voting information, which has made it challenging for good information to reach voters. Ori says AI could supercharge the misinformation campaigns that have existed for years. However, election officials across the country have a leg up going into the 2024 vote.
Election officials and voting advocates around the country are sort of well prepared to mitigate and respond to increases in misinformation because they've spent the last couple of years flexing that muscle and learning how to respond to misinformation and election denial campaigns.
Ori says election officials should have a plan ready to respond to AI misinformation campaigns. She says there likely aren't any regulatory options available at the moment to stop these operations.
Technology is maybe growing faster than the regulatory tools we have available. So at present, it seems difficult to find a policy that the government could adopt and make these robocalls impossible.
Ori says another concern is targeted campaigns that use a voter's personal information to persuade them not to vote, although there aren't any documented instances of this happening yet. I'm Eric Tegedoff. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Will Aaron Jones be back? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. Packers lost in the playoffs to the 49ers, and now comes a list of questions, including the fate of Aaron Jones. The 29-year-old running back missed at least six games with leg or hamstring injuries. Will he be back with the Pack next year? GM Brian Gutekunst.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we'd love to have Aaron back. We're still kind of putting all those things together as far as how we're going to move forward. But, I mean, he was such a difference maker when he was out there this year. The way our offense was able to move, he changed a lot of the way we operated when he was in there and when he was healthy. I think for us, it's finding a way to keep him out there and keep him healthy. But he was not only on the field, but just, and you guys know this, you guys have been around here. I mean, he's such an influential leader in our locker room. He's just really kind of the heartbeat of our team. So we're certainly, that's kind of the anticipation is that he'll be back.
That's Packers general manager Brian Gutekunst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some fog and some cloud cover to begin your morning. We'll see skies gradually turning partly cloudy as our high temperatures warm to the middle 40s, a north wind. In the overnight, partly cloudy skies, some patchy fog redeveloping with lows in the mid-20s. It's 33 at our studios.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
After my wife died, I felt like I lost everything, including my love of fishing. But one day, my granddaughter called, and I realized I still had a lot to look forward to. I got referred to a psychiatrist who explained depression can happen to anyone. Getting help doesn't make me weak. It makes me stronger. I just wish it made me better at fishing.
Mental health care is working for Diego. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
morning. I'm Lou Regani. The music of the stars is on the air. Great music, the great American songbook. A great repertoire of recorded sound. All available on the music of the stars. This is Cy Mann in the orchestra. I know it's an unfamiliar name. But a guy who could record and arrange such a tune as that song. Well, we'd talk about him a bit in this hour. Across the state and the world, the Civic Media Radio Network, and in stereo around the whole planet at civicmedia.us. This song just for Julie London.
February brings the rain, breaks the winter's icy chain. That's a song I learned so long ago. January's gone and February's here. Here am I without a Valentine. 28 long days remain. Gone, my love, the gay champagne. February, February brings the rain.
Actually, 29 this year. Now, I don't know what you're going to do with your extra day, but I'm going to see what I can find to spin right here on the Music of the Stars.
Behold the way a fine feathered friend his virtue doth parade. Thou knowest not, my dim-witted friend, the picture thou hast made. Thy vacant brow and thy tousled hair conceal thy good intent. Thou noble, upright, truthful, sincere, and slightly dopey gent. You're my funny valentine, sweet comic valentine.
What if it rained? We didn't care. She said that someday soon the sun was going to shine. And she was right, this love of mine, my Valentine. Me by, I'd tell myself that I was waiting for a sign. Then she appeared, a love so fine, my Valentine. And I will love her. Someday soon the sun's gonna shine, and she'll be there, this love of mine, my Valentine. perfect rain. We didn't care. She said that someday soon the sun was gonna shine. And she was right. This love of mine, my Valentine.
This is Billie Holiday on Columbia. Wilson and the Orchestra, 1936, with Billie Holiday on Columbia Records. Yeah. The music of the stars. Next week, more, as we're closer to the day.
Oh, it is strong.
Kevin Kline.
No one's ever thought of me as strong.
And Ashley Judd.
Oh, I think it is strong and down to earth. And
2004.
A lot of different ways.
He's playing Cole Porter.
He loved. And his boy from the Ballet Russe.
That's his premier danseur. Would you like to meet them?
Don't know, would I?
Perhaps another time. Bonjour. An unmanned piano.
I know you hate to hear that I adore you, dear.
Not you, dear.
But grant me just the same. I'm not entirely to blame for you being so easy to love.
Oh, Christ. realize that cue's as loud as my whistle. It's too early for another song.
If you can say it better than you write it, fine. Otherwise, Cole sings.
The yearning for so swell to keep every home fire.
Thank you.
Burning for we'd be so grand at the gate. So carefree together that it does seem a shame if you can't see your future with me. 'Cause you'd be, oh, so easy to love.
Stars next week from 7 until high noon. I'm Lou Regani and Mel Torme.
I've never met you, yet never doubt, dear. I can't forget you. I've thought you out, dear. I know your profile, and I know the way you kiss. Just the thing I miss on a night like this. If dreams are made of imagination, I'm not afraid of my own creation.
with all my heart. My heart is here for you to take. Why should I quake? I'm not awake. Isn't it romantic? Music in the night. A dream that can be heard. Isn't it romantic? Moving shadows right. The oldest magic word. Oh, I hear the breezes playing in the trees above. Such a night as this, isn't it romantic? Every note that's sung is like a lover's kiss. Sweet symbols in the moonlight. Do you think that we
had much respect for them.
Oh, on the contrary.
Still, you've always been very fair in your judgments.
Yes, I've been more than fair. I idealize them. Every woman I meet, I put up there. Of course, the longer I know her, the better I know her.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's hard to keep them up there.
Yes, isn't it?
Pretty soon the pedestal wobbles and then topples.
C'est la vie, etc. Now, come on. Let's talk about you.
Meet me at the top of the Empire State Building.
On Valentine's Day.
Oh, it's like that movie.
What movie?
An Affair to Remember. Did you ever see it? Oh, God. Cary Grant and Deborah Carr. Is it Carr or Kerr?
Kerr.
Okay. She's going to meet him at the top of the Empire State Building. Only she got hit by a taxi. And he waited and waited. And it was raining, I think. And then she's too proud to tell him that she's, crippled. And he's too proud to find out why she doesn't come. But he comes to see her anyway. I forget why, but oh. Oh, it's so amazing when he comes to see her. Because he doesn't even notice that she doesn't get up to say hello. And he's very bitter. And you think that he's just gonna walk out the door and never know why. She's just lying there, you know, like on the couch with this blanket over her shriveled little legs. And
well, you all right?
She's fine.
And suddenly he goes, oh, I saw the painting. And he like goes to the bedroom and he looks and he comes out and he looks at her and he kind of just, they know, and then they hug, and it's, oh,
God. That's a chick's movie.
I would say so. What kind of a person would write to someone they heard on the radio?
Oh, I got hundreds of letters from women all over the country.
Desperate women.
Just because someone is looking for a nice guy, it doesn't make them desperate.
How about rapacious and loves them?
You know, I painted you like that with the shawl. I wish you could have seen it. Kube said it was one of my best. I didn't think I could ever part with it. But, well, there was no reason to keep it any longer, and I couldn't take money for it because, well, you know. So, Kube told me a young woman came into the gallery, and she liked it. She saw in it what I hoped you'd see, so I told Kube to give it to her. Because he said she didn't have any money, and not only that, she was, anyway, I told him to give it to her. Kube said she wanted it so badly, and so I told him to give it to her. You know, it's the Christmas season and all that, and you know me, holly in my heart. One of us. Why did it have to be you?
Step.
I have to tell you about Leo McCary. Whenever he directed a picture, he had to think things over. He'd sit at the keyboard and play tunes, some of which he published, like An Affair to Remember. Great composer.
her spoil yours. Remember this. We've got only one great reason for living. To love and be loved. That's our sole reason for existence.
There's a summer place where it may rain or storm, yet I'm safe and warm, for within that summer place your arms reach out to me, and my
young, I used to put them in a bottle to see if I could get enough to read by. There used to be goldfish here.
Did you ever catch any?
No, I wasn't supposed to. Then last winter, we forgot to take them out, and they all froze solid.
Oh. That poor Cupid, he looks lost without them. He looks like he's waiting to be kissed.
He is.
How can you tell?
Well, I can't really. I just know how he feels.
Oh.
I knew it'd be like this.
Me too.
When did you know?
When I saw you on the cliff, I guess.
Who taught you to kiss so perfectly?
A boy at Buffalo High School. I wasn't supposed to tell you that.
Tell me what?
Mother says that Pine Island girls all go to finishing schools, not plain old high schools. But I loved going there.
Was this boy who taught you your study?
No, he was president of the student body. I was only a sophomore at the time. We used to go up on the roof.
On the roof?
Mm-hmm. It was one of those flat kinds that had a stairway leading up to it. Gee, it got hot up there.
In the daytime, you mean?
Mm-hmm. During my lunch hours.
Lunch hours? Did you keep doing it?
Till I learned.
Oh.
L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very
extraordinary E is even more than anyone that you adore can love, is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you.
Just making the rounds.
Turn off that light, Todd.
Thought for a minute there they'd added another statue to the garden.
L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore can love. Is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can't make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you. Love was made for me and you.
Next week, more of the same. Only more so.
Remember, girls, we hide our flaws
until after the wedding.
But shouldn't a man love you for who you are in spite of everything?
How quaint. Tell me, Cinderella, what would you say to capture the prince?
I don't know.
Of course you don't.
But whatever I'd say, we'd know in an instant that we were meant for each other. Then he'd smile and kiss my hand.
That sounds so romantic.
Oh, say it again, Cinderella.
Rubbish! This isn't about love. It's about marriage. Have I taught you girls nothing? Falling in love with love is falling for make-believe. Falling in love with love is playing a fool. Caring too much is such a juvenile fancy. Learning to trust is just for children in school. I fell in love with love one night when the moon was full. I was unwise with eyes unable to see. I fell in love with love, with love everlasting. But love vanished with me. Falling in love with love is falling for make-believe.
Peters, the music of the star. Mario Lanza. next week, more 7 till noon. Syracuse, Mario Lanza. From 1958, Douglas Sirk and Nat Cole, Gordon Jenkins, the music of the stars.
You're my magnificent obsession. The greatest wonder on this earth, the Taj Mahal and other splendors, to me really have no possession, a treasure lent me from above. As long as I have breath within me, you'll be my one and only love.
Music of the Stars, Civic Media Radio Network presents The Music of the Stars from 7 till high noon Central Time and worldwide at Civic Media US. I'm Lou Regani. Keep your dreams alive.
You're my magnificent obsession.
Reach for the stars. Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.